Look, ladies, not the seats that have gotten smaller. It's your ass that's gotten bigger.
I'm sorry, sir. This cabin is restricted to first class.
Are you looking for this?
Is there anything I can get you?
Scotch. Blended. Straight.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Got a recorder, some turbulence up ahead. And I'd like to ask you to please move your seats and fasten your seatbelts if you would. And please remain there until we release the fasten seatbelt sign.
I hear birds can't fly this high.
I hear only angels can. Where's the bomb?
I am the bomb. Shall I pour your scotch?
No, I'll take the bottle. Thank you. Another movie from an old TV show.
What are you gonna do?
Walk out.
It is. Yeah. You do it! What are you doing? What are you doing? Get off of me!
Three very different little girls.
The best things in life are free. I want the money.
to be three very different women.
And making her a five-day champion. Way to go, Natalie.
But they have three things in common. They're brilliant. They're beautiful.
I'm going to be all over you. I guarantee you're going to rip down your lip off and keep my ass.
And they work for me. My name is Charlie.
Starfish.
Morning, Chad. Sweet Chad.
I figured we could have a little breakfast, and then maybe after we could have a little Chad.
Hold that thought.
Hello? Yes. I'll be right in.
Isn't that just the luck?
Hey, I can make something else if you don't want eggs.
No, it's not the eggs.
Is it the boat?
It's not the boat. I have to go now. Ugh.
Is it the Chad?
It might be the Chad.
The Chad.
Chad. Eduardo, move me.
So you can just feel free to stick things in my slot.
Thanks.
No problem. Oh. Hello? Hey, I'll be right in.
I want to get one thing straight between us.
Go ahead. We're way past keeping secrets at this point.
This is going to be long.
Sometimes when it's rough, I just get there faster.
If you don't defuse this bomb, Logan, L.A. is going to be a new underwater attraction.
Which wire? The red one or the blue one? That is not helping.
Oh, my muffin.
But this is stupid anyway. I mean, why wouldn't I just yank the wire?
No, honey, those are dummy wires. The real mechanism is inside, encased in a titanium shell. If you trip the external feedback circuit, the bomb will detonate.
Wow. You know, if they're a bikini waxer, you know an awful lot about bombs.
Is Isn't it amazing how much information you can learn off of the internet?
Hello?
Yeah. Okay. I'll be right there.
When do I get to meet this Charlie?
What?
Charlie's not a very social person.
But Charlie's a chick, though, right?
I mean, definitely a woman, right?
I don't know if I can keep up this facade with Jason anymore.
You don't want to be with a man who's intimidated by a strong woman anyway.
You know, they come on all lovey-dovey until they find out I can shatter a cinder block with my forehead.
I love that trick.
Blueberry muffins? I made them from scratch.
Yum! That was good. These look great, Alex. Oh, my God. Ow.
What do you call this?
Chinese fighting muffin.
Nothing to laugh about. A buddy of mine took a fighting muffin in the chest. They sent him home in 4 Ziploc bags.
They're not Chinese. They're not fighting. They're blueberry.
Alex, you okay?
She's having trouble with her secret identity pause.
Aren't we all? Scoot. Alex, all my angels. The heart is a muscle. In bodybuilding, we exercise the muscle, and it grows bigger and stronger. It's the same with the heart.
I must have the heart of a rhino.
You do. And you'd be proud of it. Mes anges, these little hurts will heal. And at crunch time, your hearts will be so buff, you will be able to clean and jerk his love. 3 sets, 10 reps each.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Excuse me, I have to take a phone call.
Good morning, angels.
Good morning, Charlie.
Dylan, Alex, Natalie, I hope you're rested and ready for your next assignment. Meet Eric Knox, a brilliant engineer and the founder of Knox Technologies, an up-and-coming communication software company. Last night, Knox was kidnapped, and his voice identification software was stolen.
Who's the lady left behind?
Vivian Ward. She's the president of Knox Technologies.
Oh, she did it. Well, I guess we can all go home then.
Angels, meet Vivian Wood, our new client.
Hi.
She's hired us to help find Eric Knox.
Hello.
Hi.
Miss Wood, who would have the most to gain from Knox's disappearance?
Me, probably. I'm his partner. Before we were partners, we were friends.
Does Knox have any enemies to speak of?
Roger Corwin. He's the owner of Red Star Systems, the largest communication satellite firm in the world.
6 months ago, he tried to buy out Knox Technologies, and when Knox refused to sell, Corwin just lost it.
Charming.
Was there a ransom demand?
Nothing. But I know he's still alive.
I'll study the garage footage. Maybe there's something there. So Corwin is our only and best lead, and hopefully he'll take us to Knox.
Corwin gets his weekly massage at Madame Wong's House of Blossoms. That's our chance to feel him out.
He said what? Over my dead body. I can accept those terms. It's getting a little chilly in here, Yoko. I could use some warming up.
At your service.
Good. Can we get started this millennium? Oh, yeah.
You're holding a lot of tension in your fourth and fifth vertebra. Let me see if I can work that. Just by activating the right energy point, you can increase circulation, alleviate pain, or even render a man unconscious. Got the car key. I got a schedule.
Yeah.
You must have dozed off.
You're very good. With your hands. I could use someone like you on my staff.
Thanks for the offer. But my hands aren't going anywhere near your staff. If Corwin's behind Knox's disappearance, he's got someone else doing his dirty work. Guaranteed.
Nat, how's it coming with the kidnapping footage?
I'm just enhancing a reflection from the car window.
May I take your order, please?
Yeah, I'd like 3 cheeseburgers, 3 french fries, and 3 cherry pies. What do you guys want? I found a clean frame on one of the kidnappers.
Creepy thin, man.
Oh, good. Now we have a bad guy. All we have to do is look for him. Find out if he works for Corwin.
What's Corwin doing tonight?
Who's up for crashing a party? Mic transmitter, Boz. You just stick it on your back molar like a cap.
I know. A mouth mic. Sure.
We'll be able to stay in touch the whole time.
Okay. We're in deep cover now, so if you can't remember John David, just call me J.D. All right, think of
Jelly Donut. Jack Daniel. Juvenile delinquent. Johnny Ryan.
There's your date, J.D.
Excuse me, lady. Roger Corwin, welcome.
John David Rage, self-help guru.
John David Rage.
Relax, Boz. Order a drink.
Excuse me, miss.
Yes.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi, miss.
How about a hammerhead, please?
No problem. Better for everybody. Any creepy thin men? Lots of creepy nonsense.
I was wondering if...
No.
So you're saying there's no chance...
No.
Konnichiwa.
Nihongo shobunu no sugoine.
It's incredible.
What is
it? Your smile.
Thanks.
This place. It's Japanese, is it not?
It's a 13th century Shinto temple.
I had it FedEx from Kyoto.
Blowfish?
Isn't that poisonous?
It's a rare delicacy. For the man who has no fear of an excruciating death.
Technically, 1 in 60 is fatal.
No!
Tastes like chicken.
It would go very nicely with broccoli.
The man laughs at that.
Good work, Boz. Let's see if you can get him to talk about Knox.
At last, a worthy adversary. But let's see if you can survive a test of intuition and judgment.
Matt, what are you doing? That bartender is cute. I'm working. He likes you. Go back and flirt a little.
Oh, that was fast.
They don't call me balls out Natalie for nothing.
Right. I hadn't seen you one of these before, you knew?
Brand new. Like a virgin, you know? I mean, it's my first time. Here, at Corwin's.
Oh, boy. She's going down.
No way. He's into her.
Just pick up the tray and walk away. No. Stay and talk to him. Flip your hair.
What?
Flip your goddamn hair.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, and I don't usually do this, but I was wondering, of course, that is, unless you're already seeing somebody else, if maybe you know that...
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you are. Sorry.
No, I'm not seeing anyone. Free.
Okay, Thursday?
My favorite day.
Great. I'm gonna get tickets.
I love tickets.
What do you know? The guy who speaks Natalie.
Where's J.D.?
Help me up, please.
Hello, girl. Are you hearing me?
Thin man, 10 o'clock.
work, Angels, but our job's only half finished. There's still the matter of Mr. Knox's stolen technology.
So what's so special about your software?
Oh, it's really quite amazing. We developed a program. You see, everyone's voice is unique. It has a unique signature, like a snowflake, and it can be mapped similar to the way that a fingerprint.
It's audio DNA. It makes it impossible to disguise or scramble a voice signal.
Which is exactly why Corwin wants it.
Of course. All of Red Star's telecommunication satellites have global positioning systems. You combine that with voice identification...
Red Star could turn any cell phone into a homing device.
No one could hide. You can imagine if this got into the wrong hands, how dangerous it could be. It'd be the end of privacy.
That's where you come in, Angels. Corwin is premiering his Red Star Racer at the California Speedway.
That's our chance for a little recon. We should plant a hidden camera on Corwin.
Looks like it's off to the races, Angels.
When Roger Corwin first got involved in the world of racing, a lot of people said it was a stopgap for my waning libido. I had more fire.
What's so funny?
I did. Thanks for showing up for this little test run.
In many ways, this is what...
Dangerous in the curve, and they're happiest when they have
crazy
hands all over them.
But what can I say? It's a Red Star day for me. Then I guess it's back to the day-to-day grind of world domination and enslavement.
It's hot out there. Oh. Hot in here too.
Maybe I can make you a little more comfortable just a second.
Come undone. Good. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. I like what you've done with it. Ours got bigger mirrors.
I love cars.
Do you like fast cars?
I like fast everything.
Oh my God.
Accomplished. Tomorrow morning, Corwin's giving us a guided tour of Red Star.
Bye, cowboy. Make me proud.
Thank you.
macro camera we planted on Corwin's briefcase, we've been able to study Red Star's layout.
There's the mainframe, just behind that door.
Well, that's where my software would be, but the security looks incredible.
Yeah, restricted access.
Fingerprint ID.
Retinal scanner.
Angels, break it down.
Only two directors at Red Star have access to the mainframe room. In order to get through the security system, they have to synchronize their entrance. A gelatin scanning plate takes exact fingerprints. A laser accurate 0.009 millimeters scans the retina.
The mainframe is accessible only through an airlift antechamber, a surveillance monitored clean room.
There's only one way to get through undetected. Be invisible.
The floor is rigged with pressure sensitivity. Any contact which exceeds 0.25 seconds will trigger the alarm.
Sounds impossible.
Sounds like fun.
Is innovating.
Ow. You. What was the last suggestion you made to your boss?
I thought the Coke machine should be free.
Why?
Because caffeine helps us program.
Perfect. Smart. Simple. And logical. And what did your boss say?
He said no.
Question! Who builds the products of this company?
You do. Engineers do.
not managers.
They should be answering to you, not you to them. Who else has an idea like this man's Coke machine? All right, tell me. Better yet,
can anyone show me?
Ooh, Barracuda.
We have complete access to Red Star's computer?
And they have no idea we can peek inside.
Well, you guys are tremendous. Thanks.
I'm just looking for evidence of Knox technology software in the Red Star system. Where is it?
Oh, Bosley has it back at the agency in the laptop. It has a direct link to the Red Star mainframe.
Bosley? Maybe we should be doing our own analysis. Surely, Eric would be the best person.
Well, our goal was to find out whether or not Red Star had stolen your software. It would be unethical for us to give you full access to their systems.
If we get any proof, we'll give it to you right away.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's cool, right?
Hmm. Un casino ya no se vale la mano sin yo taquín.
Hey, kitchen cat.
Is everything all right?
Yeah, nothing up here.
Wow, that's cool.
This is the Green Beret.
That's my dad.
Huh. Nice.
And that's the guy who killed him. Yeah, they were in the Army intelligence together. This was his best friend, and he turned on him.
I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Why do you keep it?
Oh, to remind me. Be careful who you trust. Don't take any wooden nickels. What about you? Did you ever have parents? I mean, I know you have parents, but I mean, where's your mom?
My mom died when I was 6, and I never met my father.
You never met your father?
No.
Now you work for a man you've never seen. That's an interesting trend. Oh! That was smooth. Want to play Scrabble?
You know what?
Don't worry about it. I got somebody.
That's okay.
What do they call it? You know those?
This is a panic button.
Okay.
And if you just press it, then any one of us, whoever's closest, will be here like that if there's any problem.
Like that? Okay. Well, right now that would be you.
Yes, but right now you don't have a problem.
Yeah, I do. I don't know how to make chicken.
Scrabble.
Shake and bake. I'll shake, you bake.
I want to shake. Hey, Pete.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Want your ticket?
Right.
Right.
So thanks for giving me a chance.
Oh, are you kidding? I really wanted to see you.
Really?
Yeah. You look great.
Thank you. You're thinking a lot about us. I was wondering.
No. I know you have something to say, but I have something to say too. I've been thinking a lot about you and me and us. And I know we have these crazy lives, but I can't help it. I love you.
Star mainframe for Knox Technology software. Software not detected.
Coming.
Hello.
Trick or treat for you, sir.
That's a very nice costume, young lady.
It glows in the dark.
I hope you like to dance.
Are you kidding? I love to dance.
Stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used to. I look funny.
You want to dance on stage?
Us?
Yeah.
No, the stage is for the ladies.
Okay. Oh, then you know what? Don't worry about it. Oh, you know what? I'll just find a spot on the floor. It's okay.
No, wait a second. Look, this is like Soul Train's highest honor. I'm not going to sit here and let you not go up there. So, yeah, she'll go.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I've always wanted to go up there.
Have a great time.
Okay, I'll be back.
Wood. There are some lines that I never cross.
Lines have never stopped me, John. Miss.
Yeah.
Vivian.
Okay, Miss Vivian. Miss Vivian. All right, Miss Vivian. You're a pro. I mean, you're not a pro, but you're an executive. We have to keep our relationship professional.
May I?
I'll get you a glass.
Oh, my God. Becky, look at her face.
You get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuck. Deep in the jeans she's wearing. Baby, I wanna get whipped up and take your picture. My homeboy tried to warn me, but that butt you got
made me so horny.
Ooh, rump of smooth skin.
That's pretty great, isn't she?
Well, use me, cause you ain't.
in shape, you know? Definitely. Great robot, yeah. Old school, right? Definitely. Old school. I'm Pete. How you doing?
Look, what I'm trying to say is, will you marry me?
No, baby. Baby? Baby? Stella, no. Damn you, Salazar. Damn you, Salazar! God!
Top.
Over the top. No, that is the best shot. The best scene. The best moment. Gonna fly. Take a look. Okay. Hi. How was your day?
Great. You know how superheroes have these secret identities where they... You're an action star. I get a lot of action. That is so lame.
Hey, girls! Yeah. We gotta have him so much fun, I could just die.
Jason, I'm one third of an elite crime fighting team backed by an anonymous millionaire. Yes, that's it.
What are you doing here?
Perfect.
Hey. Squibs hurt a little when they go off, but I'm fine. What happened to my trailer?
Jason, I haven't been completely honest with you.
Were you in there when that happened? I mean, look at it.
I'm not a bikini waxer.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a turnover.
I
I gotta go.
Charlie?
Yeah.
I have to go. I can't explain right now, but will you call me tomorrow?
Of course,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right.
Guys, finally you warm up a little bit.
Dylan. Hey, it's Nat. Listen, Vivian Wood is a fake and an all-around bitch. Her assassin just paid me a visit. You gotta warn Knox.
Well, I'm at his house right now.
You are?
You know what?
Call Alex and meet me at the agency.
Dylan! Dylan!
Hey, don't stand next to the window, because it's not safe.
Hey. Ooh, Toga. Oh, God.
Listen, I just found out that... Who's that?
Working undercover?
Well, it's a full-service job.
I'll bet. I can see by your, gown that you're unarmed. Some maniac could just stroll in off the street and blow you both to bits.
Hey, Viv, you're obsessed. All work and no play makes Viv a dull girl.
Just gotta tie up some loose ends here. Why don't you take a seat?
Want some champagne?
You, Dylan. Tomcat in the sack.
Mm-hmm.
You like that?
Let me get this straight. You're a woman. Women have natural intuition, and you're a detective. And you had no idea that this was gonna happen.
I knew.
Uh-huh. She knew.
And I know what's gonna happen next.
Tell her, baby.
All the angels are going to heaven.
And Bosley?
Oh, we're going to keep him. We like him. And his computer, too.
He's special.
Uh-huh.
Corwin had nothing to do with this.
No. But I never really liked him.
And the kidnapping was a setup.
Afraid so.
And Red Star was a setup.
Uh-huh. He got it all figured out. Any other questions?
Why?
Ask your boss.
Charlie? You're after Charlie.
They say that in death, all life's questions are answered. Will you let me know? This will be Charlie.
Let me know.
doing? House of pancakes or sizzling?
What are you, like the cheapest man on the planet?
So, what did it look like?
I don't know. It was like, all cool and stuff.
You've never seen a boobie.
Have too.
Have not.
I've seen lots of boobies.
You're right.
Yeah.
A little help?
Don't ask.
Where's Knox? Is he okay?
He's great. He's the bad guy. The kidnapping was a setup. He's behind the whole thing.
What? Why?
He wasn't exactly forthcoming when he shot me out the window. Knox already has him.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Bosley is with the man who just tried to kill us. How does that make him safe?
Because he won't kill Bosley until he kills Charlie.
Kills Charlie?
Jesus.
Look, I don't know what his plan is, but I know that we can stop him. We're dead. Why would he blow up the agency? What does he want with Charlie?
All we know for sure is that he wanted us to break into Red Star.
You can imagine if this got into the wrong hands, how dangerous it could be.
Knox used us to tap into Red Star's mainframe, not to get back to the software, but to gain control over their global positioning satellite.
And with his software, Knox could match Charlie's voice over the phone.
And use Red Star's satellites to track him.
Why would Knox go to so much trouble to find Charlie?
That's the guy who killed him. They were in the Army intelligence together. This was his best friend, and he turned down.
Knox thinks Charlie killed his father.
So, if Knox can intercept Charlie when he uses his cell phone...
He can pinpoint his exact location.
Yeah, but Knox has to get Charlie on the phone before he can start the trace.
No one knows how to reach him. The only person that Charlie calls directly...
Bosley.
Ice water, please.
Because I had a real long talk with a squirrel one time, longer than I can talk to most humans.
They must have taken it when they grabbed him.
We should check Knox's place for any leads.
A clue.
Okay. I'll drive.
Angel! Angel, help me!
Bosley?
Angel! We begin our broadcast day! Baby, come and get me, girls! If you can follow the sound of my voice and draw some triangles or something, and get to this location, you can save me!
equipment, he'd have to be within 20 miles.
The place where they got me looks like Cher's bedroom, and it stinks.
Come on, Bosley, tell us where you are.
It smells, actually, like the ocean.
And if I look out the window, I see the ocean.
You could be anywhere this half of North America.
Jack, tell him where I am.
Oh! What? It's a Santa Pygmaea! A pygmy nuthatch! They only live in one place! Carmel!
I can't tell you anything else except this feels like it could be the first day of the last of my life, you know what I mean? Or the last day of the first of my life or something. I think I'm in trouble.
We've got a lighthouse, two Colonia Era hotels, seven manor houses, one owned by the National Park Service, one owned by Nick Zero Corporation, another by Wolo.
Wait a minute! Is Zero spelled X or Z?
X.
It's an anagram. Rearrange the letters and you'll get Eric Knox.
Scrabble freak. There's an old tunnel leading down to the shore. It looks like the best way to get in undetected is a sea approach. We're gonna need a boat.
And a cover, but we can't exactly pull up in the speedboat. Head to the marina.
My life, my love, and my lady is the sea.
Identification software download confirmed. Red Star satellite network uplink confirmed.
Throw your hands in the sky. We just in the back sipping yak, y'all. What's up?
Revenge is fine.
I have to say, Starfish, that I'm honored. Honored to see that you've taken an interest in my work. And I think that you're very pretty. And Starfish? Starfish, where are you going? Starfish, are you going swimming? Where are you going? Where are you going again? Starfish? Was it the Chad?
Signal from the roof.
I'm gonna go deal with Knox.
I'm gonna go bring our Bosley back.
Bosley,
how to make chicken.
God, you're alive.
Forgive me, you know, my better half.
It figures I would meet the perfect guy, and he would already have a perfect girl. Here.
Jimmy, Polly, go secure Bosley, would you? Like now.
Bosley?
Natalie, is that you? Behind this door.
Bosley, I'm so happy I love you.
We're all here. I'm going to get you out.
Calling now.
Pete? Hello? Hi, Pete. How are you?
I'm good. I just, you said you wanted me to call.
I did want you to call. I do want you to call.
I wonder if he can call you back.
I'm so happy to hear from you.
Yeah, no, I really wanted to talk to you. I like spending time with you. I was just hoping to see more of you, you know, like maybe in a continuous block.
You know, all together.
I know. You know, it's just been kind of crazy this week.
Natalie, watch your back. Put the sleeper on.
Never send a man to do a woman's job.
Nice work, Natalie.
Thanks, Bosley. Pete? Hi.
You know, Dylan, I think under different circumstances, I think you and I would have been a great couple.
Yeah, if you hadn't shot me out the window and tried to kill everyone I love, I think we could have had a chance.
Can you keep a secret? You can't tell anybody, okay?
Disgusting.
Ooh. You have the fullest, sweetest, most luscious lips I have ever kissed. I just gotta take this call. Mr. Bosley's phone. Eric Knox speaking.
Mr. Knox, this is Charles Townsend.
I'm delighted
that contract next to you. The angels came through for you. Are you in the office?
Come on, Charlie, hang up. He's almost got you.
No, we're all down at the beach having mimosas. Can you join us?
I'll take a rain check, Eric. I've made other plans. Is Bosley there?
Oh, no, he just went to the men's room. He'll be right back. Wait. He's coming. Bosley?
All right, here we go.
Hey,
That's not him. Sorry. Okay, you hold on 1 second longer?
Not a problem.
I'm sorry, could you hold on a second?
Sure, you bet.
I like him so much. Hey, Boz.
Bosley? He's coming, sir. Sorry, not him. Can I take a message?
Just tell him I called. He's fine.
Gotcha.
Just one more sec.
Is this a bad time? Because you just seem like a little distracted.
Is this the famous Charlie?
No, this is Pete.
Hey, I like that guy.
That man's got a beautiful telephone voice.
That's one more daddy you'll never know.
No!
Bad news, baby. I have to leave.
I gotta go torture and kill your boss. Mikey, Jerry, you guys like angel cake?
Do you know how hard it is to find a quality man in Los Angeles?
Wait, I got something to tell you. By the time this is over, every one of you is going to be face down on the floor, and I'm going to moonwalk out of here. You're not listening to me. See, first, you're gonna help me out of my chair. And then I'm gonna leapfrog over you before I break his nose. And since my trusty lighter isn't working, I'm gonna do all of this with my hands tied behind my back.
Skip!
King Kong Palm. Buddha on Lotus.
And that's kicking your ass.
Oh, my God. rescue me.
Should we knock?
Morning, angels. Sorry I couldn't stick around.
We're so happy you're okay, Charlie.
I'm just fine, angels. Mission accomplished?
I think the client was blown away.
Eric Knox was born John McCadden. It seems his life's mission was to bring me down. His father was in my Army intelligence unit. He was working as a double agent. When he was discovered, he was killed by the other side.
Well, I guess that's not the story Knox heard.
Charlie, I've really enjoyed working on this assignment. And I eagerly anticipate returning to work.
Bosley's had one too many Buddhas. Bosley's definitely had a few.
I already have a team rebuilding the office. It'll be better than new by the time you get back.
Thank you, Charlie. Is there any chance that you would be joining us, Charlie?
I'd love to, Angels. But I have some precious treasures to watch over.
Oh, come on, Charlie. We'll make it fun.
Yeah, we're drinking from coconuts and Buddhas.
Coconuts.
So, Charlie, how will we ever know you really, truly exist unless you come down here and have a coconut with us?
Faith, angels. It's called faith.
To Charlie.
Thank you.
been great. Big Chad is great. He is great. Big Chad is great.
Big Chad is stuck.
I'm having serious habit problems. Say it ain't so, I will not go. Turn the lights off, carry me home.
Nice! Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Gotta control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own carnal and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships.
Shoes on my feet, I
fall.
Clothes I'm wearing.
Talk of the town. Mr. Tangerine Speedo, how you get around in your tangerine, la 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 la. A little bit of love is a little.
all the French girls go zoo too low, no, 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 zoo too low, no, no. Coming at the target, you're as straight as Magellan. If you got a secret weapon, well, you sure as hell ain't telling. Cause your mouth made an offer that their bodies cannot veto. No woman can resist a man who looks good in a Speedo. Get me a towel, Mr. Dandering.